You're listening to WAER News at WAER.org and NPR One. I'm Katie Zolkowski. More than $1 million in federal HUD money is up for grabs in central New York to provide subsidized housing for vulnerable populations. About $460,000 is available for short-term and permanent housing with case management and other services. Another $600,000 is aimed at serving survivors of domestic violence. The application deadline is August 9th. Megan Stewart is the director of the Housing and Homeless Coalition of Central New York.
HUD is doing some more focused dollars to serve, you know, specialized populations who are experiencing homelessness. Though they are HUD priorities, we're doing our due diligence and making sure that it makes sense locally.
For example, Stewart says they're waiting to hear back on an application submitted this spring to address youth homelessness. It's a competitive process, so it's not guaranteed they'll get the money. There is a line of funding that is guaranteed, $9.2 million in HUD renewal funds to support their existing efforts.
All of these projects are taking people straight out of emergency shelters. So people who are literally homeless at the time of entry. So while $9.2 million sounds like a lot, it's not enough to address everyone who's experiencing homelessness and needs that housing intervention. So we're always trying to add capacity in our community.
Stewart says they'd like to add what's called rapid rehousing, a short-term intervention aimed at getting people out of shelters quickly and stabilized with employment and other services within 2 years. A week ago, Stewart was one of many invited to a roundtable discussion with HUD Secretary Ben Carson. She said it was a good opportunity to show him the region's strong leadership, collaboration, and innovation on housing, lead paint, and other issues.
We write an application saying, hey, we do all of these great things, but having him come to town and see that that's true, I think is really impactful.
At the meeting, Secretary Carson did compliment the region on its cooperative spirit on addressing the stubborn lead paint problem, saying it will work to the region's advantage in securing funding. For more on this and other local news stories, you can visit our website, WAER.org.